We're speaking now to early childhood professor Sue Walker from Queensland's University of Technology to discuss what these cuts will mean for the future of Australian education. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. These subsidies are aiming to improve education for, you know, kids around the region of 3-4 years old. Just how important is education in those early years?
Yeah, incredibly important, Sean. You know, we know that a number of our children enter school developmentally vulnerable. The Australian Early Development Census tells us at least 1 in 5 children are developmentally vulnerable when they start school. And quality prior to school education can make a big difference in these children's outcomes.
Do we know what sort of shortcomings these subsidies are looking to shore up?
Well, from my understanding, it's to provide 15 hours of a preschool for 3-year-olds as well as 4-year-olds. And so extending the free preschool provision from 1 year to 2 years. And international evidence shows us that, it's not just quality, but it's also quantity that makes the difference in prior to school education.
Indeed, looking at the issue of enrolment, the Labor Party is looking at the issue of enrolment, and they are aiming to have 90% of children enrolled in early education centres by 2023. How do those numbers compare to the situation now?
Yeah, okay, so for 4-year-olds, it's not too bad. But for 3-year-olds, the enrolment numbers are quite low, particularly in our more vulnerable communities, and those are the children who could really benefit from quality early learning.
And would it make the transition to formal education, kindergarten and the like, a little bit easier?
Well, yes. One of the things that we find when children are starting formal schooling, so in Queensland, that preparatory year, is that many of them don't have basic self-regulation skills and the ability to focus their attention. And preschool programs can do a lot to help children develop these skills before they start school. And it's through play-based programs, so quality play-based programs.
My sister works in early childhood education. I don't so much hear these complaints from her, but certainly I do hear these complaints from other childcare workers that early childcare education, these daycare centres and the like, are seen as basically babysitting. There is a lack of appreciation as to the kind of education that actually goes through for these kids, what these kids are actually learning and developing when they are at these centres. Now, Bill Shorten has said they would like to change the perception around early childhood centres. Is that going to be some of the package, or indeed does that need to be some of the package?
Yes, absolutely. I would really welcome that, Sean. I mean, we see, for example, in Iceland and some of the Nordic countries, teachers, early childhood educators in prior to school settings actually need to have a master's degree before they can teach in an early childhood setting. And so the perception of the importance of early childhood is raised so much more when you value the quality of the teachers in early education and care.
Do we need to be looking to some of these other countries in order to educate ourselves on how our system could be better run?
I think that would be a very good idea, yes.
And these subsidies themselves, obviously there is a big issue when it comes to the cost of childcare for parents. You know, some families do have to make that decision. Does mum or dad go back to work? Which may end up, in fact, costing them money if they have to pay for childcare. So it can be quite a strain at times. Looking at these fees, looking at these subsidies coming into effect, in terms of fees, are families expected to save? Do we have an indication on that one now?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear that.
I'm just saying, will families save on the kind of fees for early childhood education? You mentioned there these are to see more enrolled and obviously to pay for some of the education. Do we have an indication of how much families are likely to save?
Sorry, I couldn't tell you that. I'm not being a budget person myself, but hopefully, there will be at least enough of a difference to encourage families to enroll their children.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed. Well, Sue, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.